Hi, this is Joe Ritchie reporting for HMM Radio. Today, we're speaking with Jennifer Malinowski, a single mother raising her children in the shadow of the Norlite Hazardous Waste Incinerator in Cohoes. So tell me some of your experiences living here at Saratoga Sites, how long you've lived here, and the situation that your family's in now, and how you're trying to get out of the situation that you're in right now.
So I've been living here since 2014, November, November 2013. And I noticed, you know, the first couple of years of me being here and living over at 68 Saratoga Sites, that I was coughing a lot. Me and my children's breathing was kind of getting pretty bad. And I noticed that didn't happen until we moved here. I had put in for a request to move in 2016, but what ended up happening was my household increased and they ended up moving me to another unit on this side of Saratoga Sites. So I'm now in number 7, and I had put in for Section 8. I didn't want to move here. My goal was to move out of here, but at the time, you know, Section 8 is a process. It takes a while, and it didn't go through, you know, in a timely manner that I needed. So I was forced to stay here. I took the apartment because it was available and I needed to move, but I was unaware of the severity of the Norlite situation. And when I moved to this side, everything got worse. I noticed, you know, I'm literally right here, closer to it, and my breathing, everything has increased, you know, respiratory issues, you know, my children constantly being sick, you know, fumes, smells, breathing things, just a lot of different things that affected me and my children. I still was pushing to move out of here, but unfortunately that didn't kick in until this Norlite situation started to come to light, and they started taking action is when I felt that this is when they decided to give me the Section 8. And I felt that I should have been a first priority. You know, people living here should have been a first priority, but unfortunately, you know, I wasn't. And I'm on disability. I struggle financially. My household size has increased since me moving on this side. And, you know, it's no one is helping me move out of here. And I feel that they should be helping us.
Yeah, thank you for that. So just explain to me very briefly how it is raising kids and being a single mother in this day and age, especially with the increasing apartments and prices all over the place. Is it easy to find a place to just get up and move like some people think it is?
So I've been looking for apartments, and I've been looking since December. I've actually been looking since I first had put in, because I was waiting for the Section 8 to kick in, and it didn't soon enough. So I was trying to find other alternative ways to get out of here, but unfortunately, the cost of living, I can't afford to move. I've been looking for apartments, but the issues that I'm running into is apartments are scamming and taking fees for application fees, background checks, and things like that. When you don't get approved, here you are putting in 10, 15, 20 applications, and you have to do a background check for each one that is charging $15, $20 just for a background check for each adult 18 and over. So it's a waste of money that I don't have, and the apartments are overpriced. With the cost of living is going up, but people are not, people's income is not increasing, and the pandemic is not helping, you know, so it makes it very hard for me to up and move my family out of here, because the apartments are not affordable. You know, the landlords are asking too much money. They want 4 times the rent amount for most of the apartments, and you know, that's outrageous. You know, people these days are not, if I was, you know, making 4 times the rent, I wouldn't be living in public housing.
Yeah, so it seems to me what you're explaining to me is there's a lot of potential discrimination going on here, because obviously just of your income status, as well as just the simple fact of just increasing prices due to the pandemic and due to just life in general. The federal minimum wage has been $7.25 forever. And luckily it's $15 now in New York, but that's still not enough to sustain a family, especially when you have, you know, so many people living with you right now. So my next question is, what are some of your experiences just living next to Norlite in general? Some of the things you've experienced with like smells or things you've seen, or tell me what you've experienced.
So one of the worst experiences that I've actually had here, actually two of them, on numerous occasions, I was sitting in my bedroom and my left side of the face was facing towards the window. I would always get like a burning sharp pain go through my eye. And I didn't understand what was happening. I thought, you know, something was going on with my vision. And I went and got my eyes checked, things like that. Even with the breathing and stuff, me not being able to breathe good, I went to my doctor. I tried to get, they checked my lungs. They said it's clear. But for some reason, when I'm here, I'm not breathing good. So they gave me a nebulizer, an inhaler. And I couldn't understand why they're telling me my lungs is clear, but when I'm here, it's not. So I know, you know, it's the air that we're breathing is polluted over here, and that's bad. But the other issue that was, to me, was the worst experience was I came outside one day, the fumes alone of us breathing it in, it makes us sick and nauseous. I came out to take my garbage, and I got that smell, like a kerosene-like smell that I thought either my gas was on and leaking, or maybe somebody had a lit grill out here and forgot to turn it off. And I was afraid, like, there's going to be an explosion. And I'm like, what is that smell? And I realized it was coming from Norlight. But what had happened was when I brought my garbage out and opened up my door, just from me breathing it in and smelling it, my stomach started cramping up. That was concerning to me because it started affecting me internally, my organs. Like, literally, my stomach started cramping to the point I had to come back in the house. I rushed back in the house and I had to wait and, you know, get the, like, not to have that smell, like, inhaling it. And then the cramping stopped. So I realized, you know, that was a big difference that I noticed from breathing it in and having to go back inside, you know, to avoid the fumes, and my stomach just stopped cramping. So it let me know that's why my stomach was hurting, just from the fumes alone. So to me, that's concerning because if it affected me, there's kids that play out here every single day. My children play out here every single day. I only came out for a few minutes to take the garbage out, and my stomach was literally in knots. Like, I felt like I was, like, something was, like, squeezing my stomach together. And that scared me because I said, what is that smell? You know, and then I realized the Norlight was burning what they were burning. I realized there was no grills. It wasn't my stove. So that's pretty much my experience here.
Yeah. No, and I really appreciate you sharing that. And, you know, just to finish off, Norlight recently sent a letter to residents around here that live here in Saratoga Heights and also Cohoes in general. And in that letter, they say that they care about the community that they're in and that they want to do good for the community. Do you feel that Norlight has been doing good for the community? And do you feel like they care about you?
So they had actually tried to come over and talk to me. And I was very upset. I actually got very emotional because I wanted them to know that this is, you know, this is not something that we're just making up. This is not something, this is affecting us over here. And I do feel that they don't care because the people that I spoke to, all they mentioned was about how they're, you know, a benefit to the community, how they're building to build railways and things that we need that are essential. They knew what they were burning and they knew it was toxic, but they basically had told me, oh, it got approved. So it got approved because I felt like they cared more about the money and the people, the risk that they put our lives at. It was at our expense, you know. So that, to me, I feel like they don't care about us, because if you can sit up here and tell me that what you're doing is beneficial to the community because you're building railways and things like that we use, but you're not mentioning the toxic. You mentioned of the chemicals that you're burning and aware of the, you know, the effect, the impact that it can have on us, but you did not sympathize or even apologize, you know, knowing, having that knowledge and knowing how it can affect us. They didn't even apologize. So no, I don't think that they care about us.
Great. And just one final question. What do you think should be done with Norlight?
I honestly think that they need to be shut down completely, because we shouldn't be here. There shouldn't be no one. And it's not even just affecting us. There's other people that are within a certain perimeter that is being affected by it. So it's dangerous just to be where it is. It should be secluded. I asked them if there was a way that they can filter everything out. And they told me that their filters are not 100%, and they know that it's not 100%. So if you guys know this, that means you guys know that you were putting us at risk. So if you can't shelter us or protect us from the chemicals that you're burning, then you need to be shut down. Because by you telling me that the filter is not 100%, you're basically telling me, well, I can't guarantee to protect your life. So they need to be shut down. If you can't protect me and my children, you shouldn't be there.
Thank you, Jennifer, for sharing your story with us. It's very powerful, and I think it really shows people who don't live in this community that there's a true issue here when it comes to the Norlite Hazardous Waste Incinerator just being located 100 feet away from where people live. So thank you for sharing your story.
You're welcome. Thank you.